Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles Title.
Hey Miles, what's going on?
Hey, nothing, man. Just enjoying, you know, the summertime.
The summertime?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing to be enjoying the summertime so much?
I'm enjoying all the short shorts that are coming out now. A lot of sleeveless action.
Yeah?
You know.
Checking out for the Seal Award types?
Yeah.
That's it? Just Seal Award?
I was a Helen Hunt type, yeah.
You like the Helen Hunt type?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
What is it with you and older actresses?
She's not that much older than me.
Oh, she's probably, you know, about a good 6 years older than you.
You think?
Yeah, because she lies about her age.
I don't know. I just like to see her make the O face, though, you know.
Would you just be staring in the window with some binoculars or what? Yeah. Or would it just be you in the, you know, a lonely theater somewhere?
Hey, Pee-wee, what are you doing here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, she's been doing that, you know, in showbiz forever.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt. She did the Swiss Family Robinson, like, TV show with Martin Milner. You know Martin Milner?
I've heard that name.
Yeah, one out of 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Kent McCord. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Martin Milner's nowhere, right? Yeah. So, he's pretty old.
I guess.
He's like the skipper, except he's not pushing up daisies yet. So, what's going on?
I have my family angered at me again.
What for this time?
I was trying to entertain some out-of-town guests this weekend.
Who were they?
It was my sister from Illinois and her family.
Did they make your family split up into multiple states for some reason?
Yeah, we're not allowed to actually have one more, like, one pod per state. I don't know why. We're not allowed, legally.
Yeah, once you got 18, you have to leave the state.
Yeah, it's some weird rule. I don't know what it is.
Because they're trying not to dilute the gene pool in one area so much that people can't function, or what?
I don't know. It's some weird breeding thing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah?
It's weird.
So you're entertaining your sister from Illinois.
Yeah, and so I go, hey, let's go look at some caves that I know that are in the area.
You all went spelunking.
Well, no, not really like that, you know, kind of deal, but...
You went into the cave?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could go into them a little, you know.
Just a little bit, to where you can still see the opening in the light.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, the Mark Twain cave or nothing.
Oh, okay.
Tom Sawyer cave or whatever that is.
Whatever you paid an enormous amount of money to go look at.
Becker Thatcher's hole or something. I don't know. No, but, you know, I mean, I was like, well, let's just go check this out. So there's like, you know, my wife and I, our two little boys.
Oh, geez, you're taking the kids in.
My sister, her husband, and their son who's probably about, you know, 15, 16.
Yeah.
You know.
A very mature 15 or 16.
And so what I don't realize is I've never been on this particular trail before.
Uh-huh.
And it's really like an endurance, like something from like Survivor or something.
Oh, please.
And what's made it worse is with all this heavy rains, it's like this trail is like made out of like clay.
Uh-huh.
And it's all like wet clay.
Oh, God.
And it's all like sloped and slanted and... You know, there's like this sheer drop off and stuff, and like everyone's like cursing my name, you know.
So you didn't win the immunity idol, huh?
No, believe me, they wanted to toss me off the side of this cliff so bad. Right?
Was it by the river or something?
Yeah, there's kind of a river there, I think like the Skunk River or something.
Skunk River?
The Skunk River. Yeah, well, you know, here in Iowa, I mean, they named stuff like that. You know, Skunk, wherever, Badger Island.
Like the Snake River Canyon?
Well, it's not quite as exciting as the Snake River Canyon. No, there's no one jumping off it or anything.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not getting cursed. You know, you bastard, Miles Idol, you bastard, son of a bitch. You know, my two little kids. Now, they're the only ones that are enjoying it. You know?
They're cursing you as well.
This is fun, Daddy!
Daddy!
You know, they think we're like, you know, hunting animals or something. Yeah, my sister was getting into it a little bit, too, you know.
Well, yeah, because she wears galoshes year-round, doesn't she?
I guess. Yeah. She goes, I feel like an Indian. You know, my wife's ready to kill me. You know?
She didn't have her hands down her pants at the point.
No. But we made it. Thank God we made it.
Did it circle back around, or did you have to go back the way you came?
Well, there's two options here. Either we had to go back the way we came, which basically was meant climbing up a cliffside.
Right.
Or you could cross the Skunk River and get to a much easier trail.
So how'd you cross the river?
Well, you'd have to wade across the river.
Wade?
Yeah.
It's not a very deep river then, huh?
Well, the problem is we've had a lot of rains here.
Uh-huh.
And so you'd like, would really maybe not be a good idea to do it, you know? Because of like a swift current. So everyone's like, God damn it, we have to go back. A bunch of crybabies.
So did you get all wet or what?
Well, no, we did not wade across it, no.
Well, what'd you do?
We went back.
Oh, you went back up the steep part?
We had to, yes, we had to scale this hill and get back.
Oh, my God.
My oldest boy, thank God, though, he's the voice of reason. He goes, listen, he goes, we are not going to die. I go, man, this kid is so insightful.
Yeah, Dad, quit crying. We're not going
to
die.
I was scared. I thought my wife was going to kick my ass for this whole idea.
I don't know what makes you think. I mean, your boys are one thing. They're kids, and so yeah. They can just do things that, you know, people just don't do. But what makes you think you could sit on the couch your whole life and then go on a hike with a very steep grade to it?
I don't know.
Who put it in your head that you could do these things?
You know, we were talking about boot camp a week or two ago.
Yeah, and something that you've never experienced.
I think in that and Survivor and stuff, I think I got inspired, you know, to think that I could actually do this shit, you know.
Okay, you're some kind of inflated
self-awareness
of challenges or something.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Well, I probably, you know, it probably is a phenomenon that's happening right now with all these people watching these shows. Yeah, well, I could go live on an island for a month. That would be nothing. And so then there's people dying on islands everywhere because, you know, they can't hack it.
You got to figure the hospitals have to be full from people thinking that they can get away with this stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, they're, you know, oddly enough, they're full of people watching Jackass, but, you know, I'll barbecue my... Hey, that's no big deal. I'll barbecue myself. What do I care?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, hey, if he could do it, you know, what fire retardant? What's that mean? Is that some kind of dumb firefighter?
Well, I'm retardant.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. So, if you're watching these shows, people, don't think that you're going to get all macho and do all this crap.
Like Miles, don't think you can actually do anything.
Yeah, just stay on the couch like me, because your family will want to kick your ass.
Because chances are, if you're watching the show, it means you can't actually participate in the show. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. It was a bad idea.
Yeah, that is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, another bad idea.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me tell you about this bad idea. You know, I have a brother, and he writes the show quite a bit.
Right.
And, I really don't talk about it because really nothing that funny happens because, you know, I visit every once in a while, but, I mean, it's never quite to the degree that you and your family get together.
Right.
And they don't spend, like, weekends together going hiking or anything else like that.
Well, your brother has, like, one of those beepers on him, though, doesn't he? Like, one of those...
He's got a what?
Like, one of those things where he's not allowed to leave his yard or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got one of those beepers on him.
Yeah.
Well, here's another bright. He got a new computer.
Okay.
A while back, and he gave my folks his old one, which was still pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, in pretty good shape. I don't know. He wanted to get a new one or something. You know. And he decided he's gonna get a new one, so he gave my folks his old one. Well, I think that he thinks, And I haven't talked to him about this, so if he listens, this will be the first time he's hearing it. I think that he thinks that he erased anything that would be incriminating off of the computer, off the hard drive.
Yeah.
And so I'm up there, and by default, I think we take turns. He does like a little thing, you know, show my mom how to do something or whatever, and then I get up there, and she's like, you know, Bob, come here. Show me how to do this. About like your father.
Right.
Hey, here are your computers.
Yeah.
And so it's my mother, and so I feel compelled to try to help out, even though I'm like totally disgruntled about it the whole time, you know.
Yeah.
And make it very, you know, very apparent that I'm disgruntled, you know, kind of that, you know, 15, 16-year-old disgruntled attitude that you give your parents. And so she's asking me, she wants to know how to unzip a file.
Oh, boy.
And so she has WinZip, which she got, you know, downloaded. I don't know if my brother did it or what the deal was. But she wants to, her. She has a friend that sends her these emails that have funny cartoons and stuff in them.
Yeah.
And they're zipped up. And so, like, there's several, you know, and then she has to unzip them because of, you know, people trying file size or whatever. So I'm going through the process of showing her how to unzip these things. And it's going pretty well and everything. And then, you know, she's asking me all kinds of questions because she really doesn't understand how a computer works.
Right.
She doesn't understand that there's, you know, files and folders and the different extensions. If it says zip on it, it's a zip file. Everything's not a zip file.
Yeah.
You know, there are different types of files. And I'm trying to explain a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I keep hounding at her that she really just needs to learn kind of the basics. And so, you know, I'm trying to explain this to her.
Wait, can I interrupt?
Sure, what?
Who do you think knows less about computers, me or your mom?
It would be a very close race. I would think that if you guys were, like, both given a task of to do something on the computer, or else a gun would go off and shoot you in the chest,
yeah,
you would both be dead.
Okay, go.
If it was some kind of weird, you know, Batman, Wild Wild West kind of thing where, you know, you're strapped down to a comfy leather, you know, executive chair,
yeah,
and all you can do is reach the mouse and the keyboard, and in order to to manipulate things, you got to do something like, I don't know, copy and paste, or or possibly just delete a file, or maybe just restart the machine,
okay.
I don't know, something simple like that.
Right.
You would both have big holes in your chest, gaping wounds, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. I mean, you might as well just hang it up.
Yeah, okay.
I would just start praying. I wouldn't even touch the stupid keyboard or the mouse. Just, you know, thank you, God, for such a good life this far. And, you know, I said I was going to learn the computer, but I just never got around to it. So anyway,
So
you know, I'm trying to show her this stuff, and I'm like, and my wife is you know, pretty much agreeing with my mom, saying that I'm an ass and I'm being an ass. I'm like, well, what? Didn't you read the book? You know, I'm saying all these terrible things that you're not supposed to say to people.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like berating, like, you know, some paraplegic who doesn't know how to drive. Didn't you read the manual in the car?
Oh.
You know, how do you expect to get over to JCPenney's if you don't even know how to drive a freaking car?
Yeah.
Your battery can't hold out that long.
You aren't hitting your mom or anything, were
you? No, I don't hit anybody. I just verbally berate them, you know?
You weren't doing like that Benny Hill thing when you're like, eh.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
So I really try, and then after a while, you know, it's like, I'm, you know, she always catches me like at the end of our visit. Oh, by the way, you know. I say, you know, we're going to leave at, you know, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, at 6 o'clock. Oh, by the way, I have this little task that you need to teach me. It's like, wait a minute, you know.
Yeah.
There are people in college going a whole semester to learn what you want to know all of a sudden here. And, you know, and you can give me an hour, and then you expect me to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, those two don't equate. I got to, like, pack the car, and I got to, you know, get the kid, you know, come on, we're going to go in the car.
Take
we're going to go dump. In the car. Do I go in the car? No. We're going to go in the car. You know, I got to do this whole coaxing thing. And I got a whole litany of things to do before I leave in that last hour. I got to take a dump usually, you know, stuff like that. So, so I'm trying to go through this, and my wife's, you know, well, you're, Bob, you're being a little bit impatient with your mother. You know, she's only got, you know, she's trying to get in good with mom or something. I don't know what the deal is. Yeah, I mean, she already gets the better gifts at Christmas and everything. I get like pots and pans and drapes and shit like that, and you know, those are all for her. They're not for me, obviously. So anyway, I'm like, no, okay, let me give you kind of a, you know, I tell my mom, let me give you kind of an analogy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm a medical school, right? I'm a professor at a medical school, and you're coming to me and saying, you know, Bob, all I want to do is learn how to do an appendectomy. That's all I want to know. I just want to know how to take out the appendix. I'm going to set up shop, and I'm just going to take people's appendixes out.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do. It's all I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about how the rest of the body functions or the fact that I got to cut through, you know, the stomach wall to get to the appendix and everything. I just want to know how to do the appendectomy. That's all. I'm like, well, what happens if you, like, nick somebody's, you know, liver or small intestines, you know? What are you going to do then? Well, no, I'm not going to worry about that. I just want to do an appendectomy.
Your mom just wants to get unzipped, okay?
Right, so I decide I'm just going to go ahead and do it, you know, after giving all that grief and wasting about 15 minutes of my hour. And so I'm doing it, and it's unzipping. It unzips to a folder for whatever reason. I didn't specify. It just kind of pops up. They're called unzipped.
Yeah.
And so it puts it into a new folder with all the contents and, you know, whatever it was called, you know, 1, 2, 3 or whatever. And so I go to the, I'm trying to find what I just unzipped, and I know it went to the unzipped folder.
Yeah.
Well, I go to the unzipped folder.
Uh-oh.
Yes. To find a whole categorized list of porn folders. I'm just going to give you the top three.
Uh-oh.
Anal blowjobs and cum shots.
This was on your brother's old machine.
Yes. Something he just, I don't know, went out of his mind and he forgot about it. And so my mother, my mother is not a, you know, the type of person who likes to really look at the anal, the blowjobs, and the cum shots.
Until now.
Well, the thing was, I got there and I started looking down the list. I'm like, oh my God, I closed it. I'm totally embarrassed. She's like, What'd you do?
Nothing.
Yeah, she didn't read it, thank goodness. She's a little, got the whole bifocal thing going on, so she had to adjust her glasses just right to read it. And I'm like, oh my God, now I got, you know, how am I going to get, so I tried totally redirect her and trying to tell her something else. And all I can think about is, what comes after C? That's all the farther I got, was the A, B, C, and then that was it, you know. I don't know if the next one was like dykes and, or, you know, or dicks, chicks with dicks. I don't know if that was on there.
Oh, boy.
And so, like, I'm totally embarrassed, even though my mother doesn't even know it yet.
Yeah.
And so then I had to find a way to, unknowing to her, delete that so that she didn't find it later. What are you doing?
You should have brought it up.
That would have been a good thing.
One, just for the fun of it. Hey, Mom, look.
Yeah. Somehow, whenever you do those kind of things, somehow you always end up getting blamed. So that's what you were doing in this morning with the computer. Categorizing your porn. I guess the only bad thing would be if it was my dad's, and then he's going to be all pissed off at me next time I see him.
So you found your brother's entire porn collection.
Well, he has a new machine. I'm sure he transferred it over. So.
Yeah.
You know, I just like, anal? What?
Have you confronted him about this?
No, I didn't see him. I'd seen him earlier in the day, and then at this point, he had been long gone, and so...
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, I never tell any stories of my brother, and I thought this would be a pretty good one. So
this is an excellent story about your brother.
yeah, you're going to be like emailing, hey, where did you get your anal pictures? Send me a zip file. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that would be the difference. Let me go back to that whole gunshot thing. If it was between my mom and you and there was porn involved, you would survive, believe me. If they get some kind of computerized Rubik's Cube to get to porn, out of nowhere, deep down within your body, you'd pull out the answer somewhere.
Oh, man.
You'd solve the puzzle. It would be, you know...
Oh, man.
You would not die because, at the end, you would see
something. I'm a survivor, baby.